As Deacon Russ indicated before we gathered this evening, this weekend we gather together and we celebrate Gaudete Sunday, the third Sunday of Advent, and it derives its title from the first words of the introit, what we hear when we come in, which is rejoice, rejoice. And we're called on this third Sunday of Advent to be a people of joy and gratitude for all it is that God has done. We are called always to be a joyful people. Joy sits at the heart of how it is that we live out our Christian life day in and day out. And if we are to be a people that draws other people to Christ, then the way that we do that, frankly, is through joy. I mean, let's be honest. There's very few things in our life that is more attractive than a joyful person. And if we are joyful, then that will draw others into a place in which they desire what it is that we have. And so joy should be something that we wrestle with and that we spend time with. I've said in the past on this weekend and in other times that joy is a discipline. It's certainly something that comes into our heart, but it's something that we can also anticipate, that we know where it is that we're going. And if we know where it is that we're going, then even in the midst of suffering and doubt and confusion, we can still be joyful because we know that God will have his way. I think what sits on my heart as we gather together this evening is not just looking forward to the end, nor just seeing where God might be in this moment, but also, frankly, a joy that grows out of a sense of who we are and how we relate to our God. So, in our first reading, we have the experience of the prophet Isaiah, who speaks of the simple mission that he's been given. It is to bring glad tidings to the poor and healing of the brokenhearted. And then immediately he moves into the experience of rejoicing. I rejoice in the Lord in everything that God has given me. Not what he's accomplished, but what it is that God has done. We don't actually hear a psalm today. What we hear is the Magnificat that Mary proclaims during our responsorial. And it's the same thing. She rejoices in what it is that God has done in this day. Even though she doesn't understand what she has said, how can this be? But she still rejoices in the one who saves her. St. Paul says, rejoice in the Lord always. That we're called to that experience of joy in our lives. What strikes me is that St. John the Baptist says, we're told that he is confronted by people that come out to see him because they believe that he may be the Messiah, the one who is to come. And he simply says, I'm not him. That's not me. That's not what I'm about. But nevertheless, I am one who cries out in the wilderness and proclaims the coming of the one who will be here to bring salvation. I baptize with water, but he baptizes with the Holy Spirit. In our first reading, we hear Isaiah speak of what it is that God does. In our psalm, we hear what it is that God does. And in our second reading, we hear from St. Paul about what it is that God does. And I think, as I sit with that, perhaps what's important for us is that the sense of hope and joy and longing is not ultimately about what we accomplish or what it is that we do. That perhaps our call as a Christian people isn't just rooted in us being mindful of what it is that God does day in and day out. But maybe our sense of being aware of what it is that God does and what He's about is rooted in the simple, humble experience of recognizing who I am and who God is. And so, like John the Baptist, I can say, I'm not him. Not him. God is God and I am not. And that if I can come to a place where I recognize that and I spend time in prayer recognizing that, then perhaps I can come to a place where I don't need to carry the burdens that I often do. It's God that brings about salvation, not me. I don't have to be the one that makes everything work all the time. I just need to be faithful to what God gives me to do. And so, as St. John the Baptist says, I'm just a voice crying out in the wilderness. I'm just one who is called to point to the person that matters, not me, but to the one who matters. And then if I'm faithful to that, if I'm faithful to being who I am in the presence of Christ, then at that point, I've done all I can. And I don't have to be everything else. I just need to be faithful. And fidelity, my brothers and sisters, is probably what we're ultimately called to be. Just faithful. Faithful to what it is that God has given us to do. Faithful to the ways in which we proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ. Faithful to the ways that we recognize that we're not Jesus Christ. Simply faithful to whatever it is that we have been given to do. And if we're faithful in that, the rest of it doesn't belong to me. There's freedom in that, and there's joy in that. If I can just be about what it is that has been given to me to do, then I can be joyful, hopeful. I can be an instrument of God's goodness to other people. I don't have to control them. I don't have to make everything perfect. I just simply have to take what it is that has been given to me as mine and to live that out with fidelity. And in doing that, I can be a hopeful, joyful person. And there's nothing that is more attractive than that. Amen.